Established in 1967, the Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, PPAG, an NGO, seeks to complement government's efforts at delivering quality public health and sexual reproductive health rights for adults and adolescents. Mr. Wudamati cited religious and traditional beliefs as some barriers in accessing information and services on sexual reproductive health. He outlined some PPAG interventions aimed at demystifying the myth surrounding sexuality in society.
We've been working with chiefs, traditional authorities, religious bodies, and even within the government sector, because you know in Ghana, religion is one of the key things. We have people in some positions that should allow for some of these things to happen. However, because of their religious backgrounds and religious faith, etc., they are not able to differentiate between their profession and their religion. In our culture, the moment a young girl or young boy asks a question related to sex, hey, shut up, you're a bad boy, you're a bad girl, then they're trying to shun you. It's because the parents themselves don't have the confidence. They don't know even how to communicate with these young people. So as part of some of our programs, we try and design programs specifically for parents so that the engagement will start from there. The other thing we are looking at is trying to engage the school system. Way back in the early 80s, we worked with government to introduce family life education into the school curriculum, which was very good and was helping a lot. But over the years, the content of that delivery has become a little bit suspicious, and the teachers do not hit on the issues as expected. So currently, led by the National Population Council, Ghana Health Service, a few other partners, we are trying to come up with national guidelines for the delivery of comprehensive sexuality education in our schools.
Mr. Wudamati called for an all-hands-on-deck approach to increase accessibility to sexual reproductive health information and services. The occasion was also used to outdoor the 50th anniversary clock.